This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 480 for Monday, July 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, as a rally in crude oil pulled world vegetable oil markets up as well. November canola up $11.90 at $855.30 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher on the day. Crude oil was boosted by uncertainty over Russian natural gas exports. Forecasts remain hot across most of Western Canada for the next week, with some areas in need of rain. Thunderstorm activity is expected, but there are no widespread rains in the immediate outlook. From a chart standpoint, the November contract was nearing its 100-day moving average, but remains well below most other major resistance points. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, finding support from gains in crude oil and world equities, with an increased appetite for risk in the financial markets spilling into the ag commodities as well. Soybeans up 38 cents in the November contract at $13.80 per bushel. Forecasts calling for hot and dry weather across the U.S. Midwest added to the gains, with the rising temperatures stressing crops and cutting into the yield potential. Chart-based buying added to the gains as some stops were likely hit on the way up. Corn also underpinned by the hot U.S. weather as the corn crop goes through its key pollination stage. The September contract up 8 cents at $6.12 per bushel. Excessive heat in Europe is also cutting into the crop prospects there, with a heat wave being described as the worst ever in recorded history. Weekly export inspection data did show just over 1 million tons of U.S. corn shipped during the past week. That was up slightly from the previous week. Wheat, it rallied higher in all three markets, recovering from the five-month lows hit last week. Minneapolis up 32 cents in September at $9.38 per bushel. Kansas City up 36 cents in September at $8.74 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 36 cents in the September contract at $8.12 per bushel. The lack of any movement on opening a corridor for Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea, despite talks between Russia and Turkey last week, accounted for much of the turn higher. Signs of solid export demand with both Egypt and Pakistan in the market with large tenders were also supportive. U.S. wheat is expected to price into some of that business. The advancing Northern Hemisphere winter wheat harvests did temper the gains as the hot weather hurting yields for spring cereals came too late to do too much damage to the winter wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 18th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.